5. But first, more audio from the American Airlines Arena. And this was after the game, correct?
It was after the game. We all had to split up and do our own assignments. Giorgio, you were in charge of going and grilling Rick Carlisle. And Junior, you were in charge of going and talking to the players. And I was, of course, in my natural element, talking to the common man. I'm the only one of us that can still relate to actual humans. You guys are just so
bubble. You hate talking to people.
That's not true. So I run into a guy from Detroit. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty good with accents, but I could not place this guy as being from Detroit. What would you think a Detroit accent sounds like?
It's a very Midwestern with maybe just a touch of...
maybe a little Chicago in there.
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Well, I was so far off because this guy started talking. Half the time, I couldn't understand a word he said. And the other half of the time, I'd say all the time, I was hypnotized by his voice. It just kind of had a rhythm to it and everything. Although I couldn't understand anything, it was just like, oh, this is somewhat oddly pleasing. It was like having a personal massager on my privates.
Oh. How about your back?
My back. That's what I meant.
No.
All right, so here's my interview with the guy from Detroit.
Hey, you excited about the victory?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
You are? Are
yes.
you from Miami?
Yes.
Originally?
No original, but I'm from here right now. Yes, I'll be
where
up there.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from New York City for Detroit. I'm a Universal. Yes.
Oh, Universal. And how long you been a Heat fan?
I've been a Heat fan LeBron James just moved to Miami. That made this sore a ring because he's one of the best players that Miami got besides Wade and Bush and so and so. But you know that man LeBron James number 6, he deserved.
Wait, George?
Who's
a question.
Bush?
Huh?
Who's Bush?
I think he means Bosch. Okay. But I didn't even hear him say Bush. What are you talking about? Yeah, he's from New York. He's a universal. A universal.
Like Wade and Bush and so and so. But, you know, that man, LeBron James, number 6, he deserves.
All right, what was that?
He
no
likes
idea.
To serve.
But
LeBron likes to serve.
He says LeBron, kind of like Ribby.
Right, right.
And he's been a Heat fan all of not even 1 year because it was July when LeBron arrived. So
you know, that man, LeBron James, number 6, he deserves.
What?
I want that in a transcript.
Number 6.
I'm sending off. He said number 6?
LeBron, he's number 6. He's something.
Something loves to serve.
Number 6, he deserves a ring.
He deserves a ring.
Miami to this point, he got Cleveland before. Dayon Maine, he deserves a ring.
Dayon Maine.
Detroit?
Dayon Maine.
What is that?
That young man?
Dayon Maine.
Dayon Maine?
Yeah.
Yes, that young man, he deserves a ring.
Yeah.
Yes.
Detroit or more New York?
Detroit.
And what about Dirk Nowitzki? Don't you think he deserves a ring?
I don't know if he got one. I know he's a good player. I've been watching him, you know what I mean? But I don't know if he got a ring yet. I don't know. And if he don't, that means he's all out of team because he is a wonderful player, too.
Oh, my God.
What about the Dallas Mavericks? Can you name many of the Mavericks players?
I'll be honest. I'm not familiar with the Mavericks players. I don't even know the owner, you know what I mean? He was from Cuba. But, you know what I mean? He's the man, and he deserves, you know, he's all the way in the final. I believe he deserves a championship, too.
What about the whole...
He thinks Cuban's from Cuba.
He thinks Cuban is from Cuba.
Because they have a Cuban owner.
Yes. and if your name is Cuban, what a give-up name that would be if you're just from Cuban. I'll just go by the name Mark Cuban. Now, by the way, what do you picture this guy looking like?
Let me think here. Let me think of some TV star.
Who is Lucille Ball's husband?
Desi Arnaz.
Yeah, Desi Arnaz.
I picture him looking like someone that you might see on Sanford and Son.
Oh, my gosh. You think he sounds black?
Well, no, not black, but like, you know, kind of like Sammy Sosa black.
Well, you know, Sammy's not black anymore. I've seen him at some big games.
Islander, yeah. Islander black. I picture him kind of like that.
Huh.
All right.
Or Latino.
Latino black?
Latino black. That's what I picture. But old, and I picture him with a gray beard and gray hair, and he's wearing a cap. Obviously a new Miami Heat cap.
The bill, just completely straight.
Are we close?
Get hi-hat? No, you're not. I'll tell you later.
Man, he deserves, you know, he's all the way in the final. I believe he deserves a championship too.
What about the whole LeBron James's mother sleeping with a teammate deal?
I swear to God, I've not heard nothing about that, but no, that's life. I believe that's life, and life is going on. God is the only one to be able to judge anybody. He's the creator. He created her and whoever. You know what I mean? Everybody.
He created whore and Weber?
He decorated.
He decorated whore and Weber.
He created whore and Weber. You know what I mean? Everybody else, or I'm not leaving it to God. You know what I mean?
But it sounds like LeBron's mom was trying to create new life with someone else.
Well,
LeBron's daddy.
Well, that's her life. You know what I mean? She got her personal life. God is the one. You know what I mean? They see everything. So, you know, just, I hope that she is find happiness and that God just continues provide for her or whatever it is. That's between her and God.
If you were LeBron, would you be pissed about that?
And feel that's what they make her happy, you know what I mean? And just,
why does he keep calling her
like
that?
If your mom wanted to sleep with one of your coworkers.
Well, that's her business, you know what I mean? I tried to talk to her and see, you know what I mean? But there's still going to be my mother. She got her own choice.
I know, but wouldn't you try to talk her out of it or lock her in a cage?
I don't know the circumstances. I got to be in that particular moment, that particular situation. And I don't know what I mean. I don't know. I got to be in that particular moment, that particular situation. And I don't know what I mean. I don't
that's
know.
Why did he sing that?
I don't know the circumstances. I got to be in that particular moment, that particular situation. And I don't know what I mean. I don't know. Right now, I cannot say nothing, but if that was in that situation. And
have you ever slept with a woman that you regretted later on?
I have been sleeping with a lot of women that I have been regretting. That's what right now, I'm still single.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever slept with a woman that you regretted later on?
I have been sleeping with a lot of women that I have been regretting. That's what right now, I'm still single.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What was your biggest regret sexually?
Wow. Ooh. That's a good question. That's a good question. The only that's a good question. I'm not going to have no particular answer in this moment. I think that I'm blessed. You know what I mean?
Have you slept with a really heavy woman?
What you mean? Fat girl? No, I don't like fat girl, man. You know what I mean? I don't got no time for your spade hospital bills in the future.
Now, you're kind of a smaller guy. You're not that tall. How tall are you?
I'm probably about 5'4", but I'm a professional jockey. I used to ride horses, you know what I mean? For the whole.
Well, you're a jockey.
Yes, I'm a professional
jockey. You're 5'4", and you look like you weigh like 100
right
pounds.
Right now, I probably weigh about 108 pounds soaking wet.
Right. So the fat girl thing would be a life crusher for you.
I look at what's inside in the heart. I'm not looking for the army for what's outside.
Well, metaphorically, you look for what's inside.
Yes,
but you meant like you'd fallen in or something.
What you mean?
Anyway, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Oh, what an awkward ending.
A horrible dismount.
Poor guy.
So he was a little bitty guy.
He was so tiny. And he looked like he was about 40 or something like that. Maybe a little bit, maybe closer to 50.
You say 108 pounds?
108 pounds. That's small. 5'4", 108 pounds. He's wearing like garanimals.
Did he look like he was not doing well, or?
He looks like he just, you know what? It looks like he had a nervous stomach and he just couldn't eat. You know, and he was just real kind of thin, and his face was kind of weathered.
Was he dressed okay?
Yeah, he was dressed okay. He was kind of, you know, wearing the jeans without a belt, shirt tucked in.
So not homeless.
No, he wasn't homeless. Wasn't homeless, but God, his
voice.
Well,
he's got a lot invested in this team. He's been a fan now for 11 months.
11 months.
That I've regretted.
Situation.
His voice is just so hypnotizing to me.
That guy's awesome. We need to talk to him after game two.
From Detroit. So there's your Detroit accent.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.